This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So I mentioned that inflation number we're going to get on Wednesday. Well, spoiler alert, it's going to be high, maybe 9% or more year on year. And the headline item guaranteed is going to be energy costs, even though lately those costs have been coming down. Remember, it's the consumer price index for June before oil and gas really started coming down. Anyway, that got us thinking it is time to call Austin Golding. He runs the family business. It's called Golding Barge Lines, on whose barges mostly is carried petroleum products. Austin, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
So it's been a year almost, and things have changed. Last time it was after a hurricane. It was in the middle of a pandemic. How are things now?
Well, you know, things have definitely been chaotic. We've seen some recovery in our market as demand has come back, as things have opened up. But trying to find people and retain our people has been a real struggle, as well as how to try to recoup some of the inflationary costs of just being able to run and operate a towboat and barge operation. Everything from the loaf of bread to the gear oil, to the replacement paint, everything's more expensive. So it's been a real struggle with people and parts.
All right. Well, that was the whole interview in like one answer. So let me break it down a little bit. First of all, let's remind people that you move mostly petroleum products. As we know, petroleum is hot right now. Demand is back for you, I'd imagine, to what it was before and then some.
It's definitely back to where it was before. During COVID, there was actually quite a bit of refining capacity that was taken offline or scheduled to come offline. Yeah. I believe it's around 1 million barrels, give or take, depending on which analysis you look at. That refining capacity coming offline has limited some of the places that we go, and it's kind of changed some of our patterns. But really, in a very larger sense, the cost of equipment, the cost of construction is going up, as well as the cost of capital with interest rates going up. And to really push on that, we're not seeing much new construction at all within our industry. So, wait, sorry, have improved.
Does new construction, you mean new barges and new towboats? Is that what that means?
Yes, there are new towboats being built, but there are not new large tank barges being built right now. It is a very, very slow time for new construction just because the rate structure doesn't support it, and the cost of it is the most expensive it's ever been.
Okay. Next item in your first answer there, labor. We've talked a lot, you and I, about labor and some of the challenges, both pandemic and pre. Where are you now?
Well, we've seen a wage increase, which I think was due. That's our first step as a good employer, is not just complain about it, do something about it. So we've seen anywhere between a 5% and 8% increase in our wages, depending on what level you're talking about. And we've also gotten really creative with how we recruit. We're going to rural areas. We're going to places that may not know about our industry and trying to selectively recruit. But pay increase came first. Creative recruiting came second. And we're hoping that some reference and some retention come through after the fact.
Okay, so let's talk inflation. Rates are going up. Things all over the place are more expensive. Is that hitting you? Got to be, right?
Absolutely. Almost every bit of the rate increases that we have seen in our market have been kind of, I like to put it, they've been gobbled up from the bottom up by all of our operational costs going up right at the same pace or even faster than we can recoup them with wage increases. You got to remember, we may move gas and diesel, but we move our people around with that gas and diesel and our boats. So as the cost of energy has gone up, the cost of our logistics have gone up, and then life on the boat is more expensive. Everything from the light bulb to the food in the pantry to the mechanical gear to the bed linens, all more expensive these days.
All right, so this is none of my business, but how are you doing business-wise at Golding Barge Lines? I mean, are you better off than you were before, not making as much? What?
I think we're slightly more profitable, and the reason we're slightly more profitable is kudos to our team. During COVID, we learned to run mean and lean, and we also saw our business actually increase from the number of customers and the variability of our customers. Since we talked, Kai, we've expanded our rock business. We started pushing a lot more aggregate and rock.
Rocks, as in like big boulders and stuff like that, rocks?
Absolutely. Wow. Straight out of the quarry that eventually goes down the supply chain into asphalt and road construction for the most part.
Got to diversify, I suppose, right?
I got to diversify for sustainability and also diversification for the sake of diversification. We like to not be so exposed to some of this oil and gas volatility.
Austin Golding, he runs a family business. It's called the Golding Barge Lines down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Austin, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Guy. Have a great one.
You too.